A couple book signings will celebrate the September release of Dream Like a Champion by John Cook, head coach of the Husker women's volleyball team since 2000. Cook led the team to 3 national championships and 7 NCAA semifinal appearances. Cook will sign copies of his book on Monday, August 28th at Barnes & Noble in Lincoln. That's at 6:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. And then on the UNL campus at the University Bookstore on Wednesday, August 30th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And he joins me in the studio right now to talk about his book. It's great to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Well, thank you. So when did you start writing this book, and what got you thinking about putting some of your experiences in writing?
Actually, I started writing this book, or the seed was planted when I was in high school, and I'll give you a very quick version of it. Nobody in my family had gone to college. It was never discussed, and I was in high school, and my junior year in high school, a coach came and said, hey, would you like to play sports in college? And you got to remember back then, there was no camps, no clubs. And I said, well, what do I have to do that? That sounds pretty cool. He said, well, we've got to get you recruited and you have to pass the SAT test. So I took the SAT test and failed the English. So he said, hey, it's okay. You can take it all the way up until the end of your senior year. An English teacher, Judy Corbin, said, hey, I'll help you prepare for the English part of it. We're going to enroll you in your senior year in 2 English classes back to back. So you'll be with me for 2 periods, mm-hmm. and we're just going to work on writing, reading, etc. So after that happened, I passed the SAT test. I was able to go to college, and that was the motivation for me wanting to be a coach, was because a coach really said, you know, gave me direction in my life. And then I also wanted to someday prove to everybody, you know, I'm not dumb. And just because that test, I didn't pass it, that, you know, maybe I could write a book. Well, fast forward to I'm at Nebraska. I'd go around and speak a lot. And so I decided to put together a PowerPoint presentation. And so for the last few years, everywhere I go, people will come up to me and say, you know, you really should write a book about this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, that's, yeah, I didn't think anything of it. Well, I heard it more and more, and then a recruit dad mentioned it to me, like, you should really write a book. And he goes, I'll be the first one to buy it. So I said, you know what, maybe I will. And anyway, I went and talked to Coach Osborne and said, how do I write a book, Coach? And because I still talked to him a lot, and he said, well, John, you know, he said, this is how we did it, because he's has 3 books. And so he got me in touch with the publisher, and anyway, that kind of was in New Jersey, and I'm like, okay, this is too much work, I can't do all this. And then I ran into Aaron Babcock at Hale Varsity, mm-hmm. and I said, Aaron, have you ever thought about writing a book? And he goes, well, no, but there's this guy, Brandon Vogel. He said he wants to write a book, and he's looking for a book to write. He writes for us. I didn't know who Brandon was. And I said, okay. I sent him my PowerPoint. I said, Brandon, what do you think? He loved it. We sent it to Nebraska Press. They loved it. And then...
And here you are.
And here we are. So that's kind of the fast version of how we got to this point.
It's interesting to me that there's sort of this full circle effect, because here you were having someone coach you in writing, and then you become a coach in sports, and then that leads you back to writing again.
Yes.
Later. And you mentioned Brandon Vogel. You wrote this book with him, managing editor for Hale Varsity. What was that collaboration like with him?
I had no idea what to expect, but we used the PowerPoint as the general outline. And so we started in the summer of 2016, and we would meet. He actually lives in Tennessee, so he would come out for a couple weeks at a time, and we would just every day have a set time. We would go in there, and basically we would talk and write. He would put it all together. We just would go through it, and then we decided to add a couple chapters that I said, hey, I think this would be a really cool chapter, like a chapter on regrets. Mm. Okay, how many people write about regrets? And I thought, you know, this is something I've got these regrets I think about all the time, because this is how we learn lessons in coaching, and we learn to get better, and, you know, and it's no different than an athlete learning from a loss. And so I said, what do you think about that? He goes, I love it. So I would sit down and crank out a chapter and thoughts. Of course, he's the professional writer. And then there's a chapter in there is Gotta Coach, you know, and that was another thing I've been thinking a lot about, you know, how all this is intertwined. And so that chapter I said, you know, Brandon, what do you think? And so I hammered out sections and outlines, and then we would talk, and he would interview me, and then we would go. But this book has been in my head for several years, and it's just amazing. It just kind of flows out. It's weird. And I've talked to other people who have written books, and they've had the same experience. So it's like you have all this wisdom and knowledge, and then when somebody can unleash it, it just flows. So it was actually a really fun process, and Brandon is an excellent writer, and he's used to interviewing people, so he was able to really pull stuff out. Anyway, we had a great time doing
somebody
it.
Somebody to kind of bounce some ideas off of, too, I
yes.
suppose.
And yeah.
The book shares a title to an NET television production from 2006, which, by the way, listeners can find on the NET website. That's about one of the championships that you led the Husker volleyball team to, and the word that people use, that's the word leader, you know, led or leader, to describe what you do. What are some of the aspects of leadership that are important to you personally?
We could tell you a whole show on that. I mean, that's a big topic. What you're referring to there, the dream big part, and I probably should talk about that first, because as a leader, I'm looking every day for inspiration and things to help me be a better leader. But the bottom line is, and I've talked, again, Coach Osborne has a doctorate in leadership, essentially, in educational psychology, and there's all these forms of leadership, but what I try to look at each day is being a servant leader for players, for our staff, for Nebraska volleyball, and for the state of Nebraska, because we view Nebraska volleyball as a state treasure. So my job as a leader of that is to protect that state treasure, and so that's how I see leadership. But there's all kinds of different parts of leadership that happen every day that I get challenged with, but I want to go back to the dream big part, because that was a really cool moment that we talk about in the book. But we had won the semifinals against UCLA in a very tough match, and we were playing Stanford, who had all these great players, future Olympians, and I'm thinking, okay, at least we got to the finals. It's in Omaha. Okay, it doesn't matter what happens. I mean, we did it, and this is really, really awesome. Well, Danny Mancuso was probably the weakest link on our starting group. And she hadn't played for 3 years, and it was her senior year. And the only reason she was playing, because Christina Hotelling from Cambridge was the national player of the year before in 2005, and was injured. So Danny, it's your job now. And anyway, we met that night on a Friday night, and we were going to play the next night on Saturday. So I talked to the team, and we showed them the U.S. hockey match from 1980 to show, like, here's the underdogs, you know, can beat the favorites. And so that night at 2:14, I think it was 2:14 or 2:16 in the morning, I get it mixed up, but she texted me, and of course I couldn't sleep, so I was awake, and our whole team, and she said, "Coach, dream big, dream like a champion tonight." At that moment, I knew we were going to win, because the one player who probably had the most doubt, did she belong, could she do it, was that confident to send that out. And so that was where Dream Big started and has evolved. And it's amazing how many times now I hear in people's marketing for banks and insurance companies, they're using the word Dream Big. I mean, it's kind of instilled in the state now. But it all started with Danny Mancuso at 2:14 on a Friday night before a national championship match.
You used a couple of words in telling me that I want to point to. One is evolve, and the other is either servant or service. Because you talked about leadership as if it was a service to the players, or to, you know, the university, or to the state, and I wonder if that's part of your philosophy as you see it as a leader. And then also evolve. Has your philosophy changed as you've worked with and coached with the team over the years?
My philosophy has definitely changed since I first got here. You have to adapt as a coach, because the generations, the kids are changing. It's just different. There's different. It's just every year is a new journey. And so I've had to definitely evolve and adapt. And that's one thing I tell young coaches is, the longer I coach, the less I know. And what that really means is, I continue to learn so much from each year. And you would think, okay, I've been doing this 17 years. Okay, I got it figured out. And remember, my first year in 2000, you mentioned in the intro, we went undefeated and won the national championship. And I'm thinking, wow, this is easy. I got this wired. Well, you know, I got it all figured out. Well, I can tell you, 17 years later, I'm still figuring out how to, you know, coach today and how to lead today and be the best version that I can be and lead our program and our team. And that's where that service or servant part comes in. I mean, that's my job is to teach and to develop. I have a lot of young people that, you know, I get to work with every day that helps keep me young, but it's also really exciting because they have this energy and I get to kind of guide it and direct it and teach. And that's why I got into this. I love teaching. And I actually started off, I don't know if people know this, but I mean, I started teaching middle school geography right out of college. That's what I wanted to do was be a teacher mm-hmm. and then coach high school sports and middle school sports. And that's what I started doing. And then with the series of events, I ended up in Nebraska.
Well, we're glad to have you for
Thank
sure. You. Definitely. You mentioned that you have a chapter in the book where you talk about regrets because that's how we learn, you said just a few moments ago. I know you want people to come to the signings and you want them to read your book, of course. Could you just maybe pick one of those regrets, though, to talk about? I'm curious. And what lesson you might have learned from that?
Well, I don't know if I want to share all the secrets in the book. But,
sure.
the purpose of that chapter was, as I look back each year, there's a lot of mistakes I make as a coach. There's a lot of things, if you said, hey, if you could do this over again, how would you do it differently? And I go back to regrets. I think it starts off from when I coached my first high school state tournament team in San Diego. You know, this is a high school team. We go to the state tournament. And that was one of my first regrets as a coach. And when I was writing this book, we don't have enough time to go through the whole story, but as I was writing this book and we got to that chapter, that was the first thing that kept coming back to me. It was like my third year of coaching, and we go to the state tournament. It was the school had never won before, and we're like on top of the world. And I blew it as a coach in the semifinals, and that's lived with me for all my years of coaching. So it was a great lesson that was instilled in me that I learned. And that's how we start the chapter. Of course, I go through recruit mistakes and some of the our fans who really know volleyball, they'll go, oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Because it's coaching mistakes at Nebraska, recruiting mistakes, things I would have done different. But it felt really good to write that chapter because those are all the things that are living inside me each day as a coach. Like, okay, I remember, I wish I would have done that different. And so it helps me to make better decisions as, you know, you continue to coach. But it all comes back to I'm learning more now than I've ever learned as a coach. And it's so much fun, and that's what I think is so energetic, and I feel like I'm continuing to get better as a coach. And that's what we all want, is to feel like we're improving each day.
I've been talking here with Husker volleyball coach John Cook. He will be signing copies of his new book titled Dream Like a Champion at two different events. One on Monday at the O Street Barnes & Noble in Lincoln starting at 6:30 p.m. and then on the University of Nebraska Lincoln campus. That's on Wednesday from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the University Bookstore. John Cook, thanks so much for talking about your book.
Thank you. This is kind of cool. I've never really done this before. You're like a pro, man. This is cool.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And to learn more about that NET television production I mentioned earlier, or to link to more information about the book signings, be sure to visit our website at netnebraska.org/radio. The Friday Live Extra is a weekly podcast, production help from Dave Hughes. You can learn more about people and groups involved in arts and humanities in Nebraska by listening to Friday Live, broadcast statewide each week on NET Radio, streaming audio and video online at netnebraska.org, and also available there as a podcast. I'm Genevieve Randall.